to do a live behind the scenes look at what Janelle and I do when we are recording in our home.
Yes. And you do a lot more videoing than I do.
Yeah, but, I do.
So Ken does a lot of this. And we just thought it would be interesting to show you guys what it looks like.
Yeah.
In our home. So,
flip the camera around and follow me.
Okay,
here
we go.
We're going downstairs.
But first, I need to show you the most important person in this household. One second. There he is.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Come on down. So we do our filming in the basement. So downstairs here, come on. The key is keeping the door closed because when it's open, the sound travels down and it picks up when I'm videoing. And so we keep the door closed, we come in, and all the lights are off except for our lighting system. So maybe, Janelle, you can head over there.
Sure.
Welcome to our basement.
And it actually looks very clean right now. Look at no toys on the floor. This is not usual. Normally, there is stuff everywhere, and it can remain there when Ken is recording.
And notice how... Who's more concerned about the clean floor? Usually when I'm videoing down here in the basement, all the junk is down here oftentimes, and you can't see it because the camera is over there, and it's all hidden. So can you see with the room, Janelle?
Yes.
Okay, so we got a three-point lighting system going, two lights here, one, the fill light right in front, and then we have the splash light that lights up the wall to give it a kind of a nicer feel. And why don't you just go back behind the camera
here. So I'm just going to show them. This is our bathroom right here. Not that that's that interesting.
And it has nothing to do with that.
No. And then this is our laundry room. But see, I would be curious about these things.
Okay. So here is the typical setup that we have for the filming with Janelle and I and Catholic Minute. And so we have two cameras that usually are going at the same time, if it's Janelle and I. The first one is the one right in front of us. That's the main camera. And then the B-roll camera is off to my right on that side. And that's usually the shot that gets Janelle when she's sitting right here. And it's coming across. And... So you got one light. Can you get that, Janelle? This light right here fills my face and Janelle's face when we're sitting here. And then the two back lights, they play up, I think, a really critical role because what it does, it just kind of separates us from the background, lights up the couches. Anyways, it's called three-point lighting. And then you can see behind us in the background the effect of the... It's a light from IKEA, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That one on the back on the pillow. Don't worry, it's not a fire hazard.
Which is propped up underneath some of the weights that we use in the morning when we're working out. And one of the most important things when you're doing video is this thing right here. This is a Sennheiser microphone on this boom, and it goes into this special handy little thing here called an H4N, which records the sound. And one of the things about video is you can have great video and have poor sound, and it's just not going to work out. But if you have poor video and great sound, then it's going to be a much better quality video.
Yes. Here, do you want to finish it here, and I'll deal with the crying face?
Okay. See, that's what happens sometimes when you're going live. The last thing I wanted to point out, perhaps you noticed something up over my shoulder right here. And that is specifically what we use when we're filming during the day. Because light pours in, and that's just simply to keep the light out because it just kind of messes up the colors. And so that's something that we do. And on the back side, that pretty picture behind the light right there, which Janelle got when she was in university. I don't know why we still have it because it really doesn't say anything to me, but Janelle seems to really
I just like the colors of it.
Yeah. So I've actually found another use for it. It covers up a window. Otherwise, I think I would prefer to throw it out.
Anyhow.
So I think I caught everything that we do.
Yep, that's kind of pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. And oftentimes this happens in the middle of filming, and then we have to do another take. And oftentimes, too, when we are doing our stuff, like the, I guess we call it the Ken and Janelle show, we have people or a sitter that comes in and looks after the kids. Otherwise, we just can't get any takes done.
Yeah, or else it's like done really late at night and I'm like falling asleep.
Yep.
Which is okay. If you've been in the 33 Days to Morning Glory, you'll recognize the tired face.
So if you are happening to watch this and, you know, and you're interested in becoming our Patreon supporter, again, we're doing a countdown over the next 7 days. This is day 6 left to get one of these. If you become a Patreon supporter at $10 a month or more, we're going to mail you this. And, it's a CD that I did. The last one I did, we've done 6, but this is the last one done in 2013. Original songs sung by different people. I'm friends, and anyways, it's my favorite video that we've ever done.
Favorite CD.
Favorite CD. And we've never done one since.
Because we had kids.
Because we had kids, yeah.
Yes, so anyhow.
But we are going to be releasing tomorrow a video previewing all these songs, so stay tuned for that.
Yes. And okay. Thank you for watching.
Yeah. God bless you, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Let us know if you found that interesting. Mm-hmm. I always find people's behind the scenes interesting.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. All right. God bless.
Okay. Bye. Oh.
Oh, careful.